Hi, this is Elliot Haspel, and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about a strategy for helping English language learners, and it's a type of discussion called collaborative reasoning. And this is from an article on The Reading Teacher. And the basic idea here is that students are coming together in small, peer-led groups, and they're discussing some thorny question, some big question raised by the text that they're reading. And by doing so, you're having students both really advance their critical thinking skills, you're giving them a chance to talk with each other, so you're really building the oral skills. That's one of the reasons why it's so good for English language learners. And you're also helping students with their reading comprehension. And so the basic idea is that you have 5 to 8 students, and as the teacher, you're just facilitating, although you're going to do some upfront teaching about how these groups should go, but by and large, you're outside of the group as the teacher. And so what are students discussing? Again, they're discussing these big questions. And so these are topics in books or texts that they're reading that don't have an easy answer. They're controversial. For example, they give the example in the article in the book Stone Fox. Should Stone Fox let Little Willy win the race? There are consequences either way if he does or doesn't let the Little Willy win the race. And so by letting students discuss this, or for any book that you're thinking, you can think of plenty of controversial questions about what characters should or shouldn't do, you're letting students really discuss that topic. And the goal isn't that students reach a consensus. The goal isn't even that students win a debate. The goal here is that students are cooperatively coming to a better understanding of the question and of the possible answers to that question. And so the steps, if you wanted to set this up, it's pretty straightforward. First, make sure you're choosing a complex text. So it needs to be something that there really is a controversial or a sort of hard to answer, inconclusive question at the heart of it. And then make sure you design a big question. This should be a yes or no question. Should Stone Fox let Little Willy win the race, yes or no, but it should also require that students have to use high-level thinking, that they really have to answer and back up their answer. So stay away from the how questions, not how should, you know, Marty get Shiloh back, but rather should Marty go to work for Judd in order to get Shiloh back, that sort of a thing. And then you should prepare an argument outline as the teacher. So think about, for this question in Stone Fox, what are the possible stances that a student might take? What evidence might they bring up? And by having that yourself as the teacher, it's going to make you a much more effective facilitator. Now, as a facilitator, what you're going to be doing is really helping set up expectations to begin with. So you want to set some ground rules, you want to make sure that students know how to respond to one another, and then you're going to step back, only facilitating as needed. We really want this to be an open-ended, flowing discussion. With English language learners, you're going to want to modify that a bit. You're going to want to probably have a gradual release of the facilitating responsibility, so you're going to be a little bit more involved at first. Also, English language learners might take a little bit longer to formulate their responses, and it's okay. Let them do that, because part of this is letting them work out their oral skills. And so even if it makes the discussion a little bit awkward, it's totally fine. Now, this strategy of collaborative reasoning has several decades of research behind it, and study after study after study has shown that it has positive benefits on students, not only academics, but also on their social skills and also on their critical thinking skills, especially with English language populations. So, again, I encourage you to check out the full article write-up for more information here if you want to think about implementing this in your own classroom. It's pretty easy to implement, but there are definitely steps you can take to make sure it's going to be more effective. So, to summarize again, collaborative reasoning is a type of discussion group really bringing students together to discuss big questions coming out of text, and it's particularly helpful in improving the skills of English language learners. Thanks for watching, and happy teaching!